listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Good afternoon and welcome to Event Talk by Planners for Planners, brought to you by eventinterface.com and Event Management and Attendee Engagement Software Company. And this is Eric Dye. Today we are with Julie Wong, CMP, President and owner of the Event Concierge in Phoenix, Arizona. Julie has worked in the hospitality industry for over 17 years with a focus in event and meeting management for the past 7 years. Julie, welcome to Event Talk here on EPN.
Thank you, Eric. We're excited to be here.
Well, certainly glad to have you as well. So what are the pieces of information that one needs from a client or event committee when starting the planning process?
In our years of experience, we think it's collecting information such as the basic who, what, when, where, and why. You know, who is the event for? When is it happening? What is the purpose? Where is it going to be? What's the goals of the event? What's the takeaway, whether it be a social event or a corporate meeting? Why are they having this? Another key piece of information is budget. You know, how much can we spend? That gives us a really good guideline of where to start as far as the planning process with the client.
And once you understand what the client's needs are, how do you tackle the setting of goals of an event with the client?
We ask a lot of questions. Again, going back to what is the purpose and how can we get there? How can we work together as far as getting them there, whether it be activities, the topic, a certain speaker, what are the guests hoping to walk away from after they leave the meeting or event? And so we really work closely with our clients, especially now you're seeing in a lot of meeting planning, in public meetings, our industry is being looked at with the microscope as why are they spending this money hosting a meeting? And so now there's the value of there needs to be a purpose with it. And so we help tackle that as far as, again, what's the takeaway and how can we get there? There needs to be, if there's an activity, how can they get there? And sometimes we'll have to help guests get there as far as the mission. So, again, working closely and open communication.
Now, as you are working with a client or a committee, what communication tools do you find most effective and how do you use those?
We have a standard, almost planning schedule that we like to follow as a guideline. First, when our clients contact us, we usually start with what we call a kickoff planning meeting. Again, gathering that information. Then we go back to our team, and it's our administrative staff, it's operations, it's sales, and we evaluate the several items that we collected on that planning meeting. Again, going back to the original, you know, what's the budget? Where do we want to have this at? And we really delve into the little details of evaluating, you know, day of the week, location, you know, is this a business meeting where we may not want to take it at a resort where they're going to be enticed by the pool or a different activity. So really drill down to each area of where it's at, what day of the week, what time, who's attending, are people flying in? If they're flying in, are they flying in, you know, are they traveling all day? What kind of, are they going to be ready for an all-day meeting? Down to the agenda of how we break up that meeting. Sometimes you need to even consider the type of meals that you're serving, whether you're going to be able to keep people's attention. And so then we go back to the client and put together a proposal. So that gives them some options, basically a 1, 2, and 3 where we can talk it through as far as why we came up with these possible solutions, whether that works for them. And then we have an ongoing planning committee meeting, and it could be as frequent as they want or comfortable with. It could be in person. It could be via conference calls. Basically, just making sure that we are on task. Also, with due dates, making sure that we process things in time, sending out invitations, processing contracts, securing speakers, securing activities, rentals, et cetera. Again, it's that planning tool that we use most is a task map is what we refer to it in our industry, and it lists down everything that we are going to do from start to finish. who's responsible, and then due dates. And then, of course, any hiccups that may appear, we can hopefully forecast that and take care of that as soon as possible, seeing that everything is laid out on a piece of paper and that it's project planned or project managed all along the way.
Now, often you need to hire a variety of vendors to help with the event. How do you properly select the vendors you bring on board?
Our relationships with our vendors, we hold to a high standard. We think that is an important relationship, as well as the relationship with our clients is just as important. So when we are partnering with our vendors, we interview them, and we ask questions like their experience, their credentials. Another thing that we ask is credibility as far as what are their business practices? How are they insured? Do they have the proper insurance in case something does happen? What does their contract look like? How do they interact with ourselves as planners, as well as how do they interact with our clients and their guests? We ask them things like what time do they, you know, show up? If there is a hiccup or if a possible mishap arises, how do they handle that? Again, it goes back to building a relationship and asking good questions. And at the same time, as we build that relationship, we ask them, what do they need of us? How can we best support them? We're a partner in this. We want to make sure it's a win-win for our clients and for them and for us as the person who is planning that event. So that's really a key component to how we make sure that it's a good fit with the vendors that we hire for our events or on behalf of our clients.
Today we are visiting with Julie Wong, CMP President and owner of the Event Concierge in Phoenix, Arizona, who has worked in the hospitality industry for over 17 years here on Event Talk by Planners for Planners, brought to you by eventinterface.com. Now, Julie, how do you protect yourself and your clients from vendors who do not deliver on the contracted obligations?
What we do is we sit down and figure out what exactly happened. We also go back to any of our communication tools that we may have record. We have learned over time that it's best to have things in writing, whether it be an email in a contracted document. And so we will evaluate and sit down and interview from our, you know, who is actually maybe bringing up the situation. Is it our client? Is it the vendor? Are we seeing that as the planner? Occasionally, us as planners look at everything, and there are times where maybe our client may not have seen it, but out of the proper ethics, we make sure that if something wasn't delivered, that we bring it up to the client. But we also want to find out what happened. Was it a miscommunication? Was it just a vendor that didn't hear what we needed? And then what we try and do is come up with a solution. How can we fix it? Is it something that we can go back and fix post the event? Is it something that cannot be, such as maybe certain photos weren't taken from a photographer? We make a decision whether we can work with that person again and what exactly happened. And so it goes back to, unfortunately, in this business, hiccups are going to happen. It's how can we be preventative? And if they happen, what kind of solution can we come up with that satisfies all? And in reality, there are times where maybe a relationship isn't a good fit. Fortunately, with our proper vetting initially, we haven't had that situation come up very often.
And that is good news. Now, as you're planning events, it is essential to have a backup plan, sometimes multiple backups. Now, how do you go by ensuring that all the bases are covered and that all appropriate backups are in place?
It really helps us on our team to have a few individuals, trusted partners, trusted staff, to come in and really discuss in the planning cycle the what-if situations is what I call them. What if it rains? What if the power goes out? What if someone runs late? Again, referring back to your vendors that we partner with, asking them if they have either had a situation before or if a substitute is needed in a situation, you know, what are those options? And we ask that in the planning purposes, or the planning cycle, excuse me. It's our checklist that we have either internally in our head based on experience, or we actually have a checklist written down for every section of planning that we've ever had. Again, this is years of planning among myself and my team of different little categories and what could potentially happen, and really trying to visit that. Is it possible to hit all situations? Absolutely not. It's just you try and hit the major factors. Also having a risk management backup emergency guidebook on staff that could be more of a guideline to situations is very helpful. We will refer to that on our staff when it gets to planning the meeting of, did we cover everything? And sometimes if we're working with a new vendor or a new situation that they're providing a service that we're not familiar with, we may ask them, have they ever had a situation? What could that possibly be? Being in the industry for as long as we have, you still can learn things day to day, and things can still happen. And it's just trying to be as preventative as possible.
And as technologies develop and new products become available, have you seen your event supply box change over the years? What are some of the essential tools that are in your box?
Oh, absolutely. This is really a fun time to be an event planner. There are so many software apps that you can use with your smartphone and your iPad that has become helpful. They're popping up on a daily basis. A few that we use may include checking in attendees to a meeting versus having them sign in. They can actually sign in on the iPads. They can check in with their name badge, so it saves some time. You don't have to hold up a line. I've got a great app on my smartphone that is a guest counter. So as people are loading the bus or entering a meeting, if I need to get a head count, I can easily, instead of the old style hand clickers, I can use it on my phone. I can, if someone walks out of the room, I can take them out. So that's really, there's some really great tools right now that is so handy. It lightens the supply box if you have to ship them, and that's been great. We do hands down still travel with a event supply case, is what I call it. It's a big Pelican brief, and we still have your basics of, you know, duct tape and door stoppers and LED lights and first aid kits and scissors. You can never go wrong with those. And over the years, we have definitely increased that to just things that you find you need that would help your meeting or enhance your meeting. It's always very impressive to a client that we've worked with for the first time that, you know, we bring those things because you just never know what you need on hand. But I'll say with technology, absolutely, there are some great tools right now that are coming in and popping up daily, and it really helps because we do put in a lot of time and a lot of days into making sure everything flows very well for our clients. There's just so many things that could possibly be forgotten. So the more tools that we can find, the better off we all are.
And Julie, if you would, where can our listeners be in potential contact as well as get more information about the event concierge?
You can visit our website, which is www.eventconcierge.com. We are located in Arizona, but we do service clients nationally, and so you can call us anytime, and we're happy to assist.
And in closing, can you give us three top tips planners should keep in mind as they start the planning process of an event or meeting?
I would say clear and open communications with your clients or vendors. It's so important. That way you don't have any misunderstandings, and you can simplify things. I don't understand, or let me just make sure we're on the same page. That goes such a long way. One thing we definitely communicate with our clients is please let us know if you like it, if you don't like it, what you're looking for, because we can't read minds, and we really want to be able to help deliver what they're looking for. Also, our job as an event planner, as a professional event planner, is to protect our client. So you want to make sure that when you're hiring vendors, when you're looking at contracts, when you're on site, preventative on certain situations, it is our job to really protect them. That's what we're hired for. And really, you don't want to be afraid to say, well, you know, the hotel contract looks like this. You want to have a communication with them. Hotels, I have found, are great to work with. They're open-minded. They want to build a long-term relationship with the event planner and the client as well. So I really think the industry has come a long way into making sure that there are partnerships there, so it's a win-win for everyone. And then lastly, it's building relationships. It's so important, you know, whether you're working with local vendors where you're located at or nationally, you want to build that relationship so that if you are doing multiple events, that you can go back to them and you can rely on them and you have a working style that you can work together on. Is how can you strengthen that relationship so that you have, they are your go-to vendor or supplier, and vice versa, you are their go-to planner, whether it be the client who has multiple events or maybe a supplier who is working with a client directly and they're looking for an event planner. You want to build that solid relationship. When you come in strong together, it just helps for a successful meeting or event.
Very helpful information, Julie. We've been speaking with Julie Wong, CMP president and owner of the Event Concierge in Phoenix, Arizona, who has worked in the hospitality industry for over 17 years with a focus in event and meeting management for the past 7 years. And the website of reference once again is eventconcierge.com. Julie, thanks so much for being with us here today on Event Talk here on EPN.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And on the next episode of Event Talk, we will be speaking with Al Wynant, CEO of EventInterface.com, talking about the use of online and mobile event technologies to make managing and planning events easier as well as engaging for attendees. Thanks for joining us here on this episode of Event Talk by Planners for Planners. Again, brought to you by EventInterface.com, an event management and attendee engagement software company. And this has been Eric Dye. This show is supported by EventInterface.com, event management and attendee engagement software. Forget registration transaction fees. Start managing registrations and attendees today for a low monthly fee. Sign up at EventInterface.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.